Imagine waking up tomorrow as a powerful, unstoppable rhinoceros, a 6,000-pound charging beast with thick skin and an unrelenting drive. This isn't just a metaphor in Scott Alexander's cult classic Rhinoceros Success. It's a philosophy that has transformed millions of lives since its publication in 1980. The book, which has sold over 3 million copies worldwide, became an underground sensation among entrepreneurs and business leaders, with companies like Dave Ramsey's requiring all new employees to read it within their first 90 days. What makes this quirky, animal-themed success manual so compelling? Despite its intentionally cheesy approach, it taps into primal human drives that transcend business trends. Even Shark Tank's Damon John credits the book as a formative influence, saying it taught him to charge forward with unstoppable determination during his early FUBU days. Let's explore how you too can transform from a complacent cow into a charging rhinoceros. The jungle of life contains two primary types of animals, rhinoceroses and cows. Rhinoceroses are rare creatures, powerful, determined, and constantly charging toward their goals. They wake early, not to an alarm clock, but to an opportunity clock, leaping out of bed ready to demolish obstacles. Their thick skin protects them from criticism and setbacks. When knocked down, they immediately rise again, more determined than before. Cows, by contrast, represent the majority. They graze contentedly in pastures, keeping their heads down, avoiding risk, and maintaining the status quo. They watch opportunities float by without taking action, convinced that success belongs only to special people. "We are cows," they rationalize. "We cannot charge." This mindset becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. This fundamental distinction isn't about natural talent or circumstances. It's about choice. Every person decides daily whether to be a rhino or a cow. The difference isn't in capabilities, but in belief systems. Rhinos believe deeply in their ability to succeed. They can taste victory before achieving it. This unwavering belief powers their internal motor, filling them with the enthusiasm to charge despite obstacles. Science confirms this phenomenon. When we take decisive action toward goals, our brains release endorphins, natural opiates that expand our awareness of pleasure and act as antidepressants. This creates a positive feedback loop. Belief leads to action, action triggers biochemical rewards, and these rewards strengthen belief. Rhinos understand this intuitively, which explains their natural zeal for living and why they rarely need artificial stimulants to maintain motivation. The choice between rhino and cow mentality affects every aspect of life. Rhinos approach challenges with a "damn the torpedoes" attitude, putting everything they have into their pursuits. They focus with singular purpose, like a magnifying glass concentrating sunlight to start a fire. They remain constantly alert for opportunities, using all their senses to detect potential paths to success. When they spot an opportunity, they charge with full commitment, never giving up until they claim victory. This mindset isn't just about business success, it's about living fully. Rhinos experience life with intensity and purpose, while cows merely exist. Which would you rather be? Transforming into a rhinoceros begins in your mind. You must want success so badly that you can feel your skin thickening and your body gaining thousands of pounds of determination. This mental transformation creates a Niagara Falls of power within you, enough energy to light up a city. But this energy must be directed properly. Start by declaring yourself a rhinoceros. Write affirmation cards stating, "I am a rhinoceros with a damn the torpedo spirit," and place them where you'll see them daily. Read them aloud morning and night with genuine emotion. Make this a daily habit for 21 days, and you'll begin to embody the rhino spirit. However, affirmations mean nothing without action. Say you're a rhinoceros and act like one. When morning comes, don't hit snooze, leap out of bed and start charging. Get disgusted with complacency and mediocrity. Develop a healthy anger toward anything that keeps you from achieving your potential. Surround yourself with rhinoceros imagery. Hang pictures in your home, especially in places you visit frequently, like the bathroom. These constant visual reminders reinforce your powerful, charging identity. Our environments shape our thinking more than we realize. Protect your rhino spirit by being selective about what you consume mentally. Rhinoceroses don't spend mornings reading about crimes or watching television disasters. While staying informed is important, don't saturate yourself with negativity. Instead, read positive, educational materials that fuel your charging spirit. We become the product of three crucial influences: the people we associate with, the books we read, and the media we consume. Speaking of associations, charge with rhinoceroses, fly with eagles, run with cheetahs, and eat with lions. Don't hang around with cows or sheep who will pull you down to their level. Associate with doers, achievers, and positive people who elevate your thinking and energy. Jim Rohn famously said, "We become the average of the five people we spend the most time with. Choose your five carefully." Build a success library and learn from others' animals' experiences. OAE. The wealthiest rhinos have written books about getting rich, but lazy POWs don't read them. Use technology to learn, but remember, don't let your learning lead to knowledge. Let your learning lead to action. Finally, develop plans for your charging. Rhinos don't charge randomly. They plan their attacks, then attack their plans. Design your life by setting long-range goals, what you ultimately want to be, intermediate goals, 5 to 10 years, and short-term goals, this week or month. Remember that plans rarely work exactly as expected. When modifications are needed, don't give up, make new plans, and keep charging. What truly separates rhinoceroses from the herd is their audacity, that reckless boldness that propels them forward when others hesitate. Audacity is not just a trait, but a practice. Have daily audacity attacks. Do things that take nerve. Don't be obnoxious, but do whatever daring things necessary to reach your goals. Every dream requires some risk. If success were easy, there would be no unsuccessful cows. Success takes nerve, and rhinoceroses have it in abundance. They live by the motto, "Go for it," shouted every morning. They're not afraid of falling. Their 2-inch thick skin protects them. Even when they tumble down hills, they smile at the adventure, embodying Jack London's philosophy, "I would rather be ashes than dust. I would rather be a superb meteor than a sleepy and permanent planet." Equally important is rhinoceros persistence. Tenacity fills every cell of a rhino's huge charging body. Nothing, not torpedoes, hurricanes, earthquakes, taxes, lightning, poachers, or landmines, can subdue their strong will to succeed. When facing trying situations, they hold on like they're on a ship in a storm, never letting go unless the ship is actually sinking. This persistence transforms weakness into strength and fear into capability. Consider the author's experience working at an animal hospital. Despite nearly fainting during procedures, discovering a fear of needles, and learning he was allergic to cats on his first day, he persisted for 2 years. Eventually, he overcame his allergies and weak stomach, performed minor surgeries, and no longer fainted at the sight of needles. That's rhinoceros persistence. Discipline completes the rhino advantage trinity. Discipline means doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it. We all needed discipline as young animals. That's why we're good now. But as adults, we must develop self-discipline because no one else is disciplining us anymore. The scientific principles of entropy and inertia work against us. We naturally decay into disorganization unless acted upon by an outside force. That force must be your desire, motivation, belief, and discipline. Rhinoceroses succeed because they master self-discipline, controlling their habits rather than letting habits control them. Take control of your 6,000-pound body. You have 24 hours daily to create the most efficient, impressive rhinoceros ever seen. Keep charts on your progress. Make it demanding. You're president of You, Inc. You're your own drill sergeant. If inertia overcomes you, it's your fault. Discipline your troops relentlessly. How's your financial situation? Never let anyone tell you money isn't important. Money is essential. Without it, every facet of your life suffers. Money has a bad reputation because most people don't have enough. They rationalize with sayings like, money is the root of all evil, or money can't buy happiness. Both completely wrong. The love of money, not money itself, is the root of evil. Money is a tool. Used properly, it builds a happy, satisfying life. Money can buy happiness. That's why it's so valuable. What else would you want to buy with it? Unhappiness? Whether paying cash for your Hawaiian beach house or covering last month's rent to avoid eviction, money buys happiness. If it couldn't, why would everyone want it? Poverty certainly can't buy happiness. Just beware of making money your god rather than your tool. That's when even billionaires become miserable enough to end their lives. Make money your hobby, not your work. It's one of the most profitable hobbies available. Rhinoceroses love making money. The excitement, challenge, and rewards of building a fortune. This hobby beats collecting stamps or bottles any day. It'll get you up early, excited like a child on Christmas Eve. Making money beautifully complements other hobbies, too. Enjoy flying? There could be a turbocharged bonanza in your future. Love skiing? You might own a resort someday. Don't let money become your master. Never fear losing everything or worry about spending it. That makes money a millstone around your neck. To avoid this trap, try tithing. Give 10% of all earnings back to God or charitable causes. After all, if the universe is your partner, it deserves a share. Many modern millionaires, including the Heinz, Colgate, Kraft, and Rockefeller families, point to tithing as their key to fortune. The author started tithing at 21 after expanding his business too quickly and facing bills he couldn't pay. He handed control to God and started paying him 10% of all income, even borrowing more to pay his first tithe. Though his wine vats didn't overflow immediately, he climbed out of that seemingly impossible hole. Whether you tithe or not, save at least 10% of all you make. This is absolutely essential. Read The Richest Man in Babylon by George S. Klassen. Before depositing your money, write yourself a check for 10% and put it in savings. This is your rhinoceros investment money. Start saving for your next opportunity. In the free enterprise system, the fundamental rule is you have to give to get. What you sow, you reap. Too many cows go through life with a catcher's mitt on both hands. The more energy you invest, the more returns you'll receive in friendships, business, family, everything. Your life is like a river. Keep the water flowing to stay refreshing and beautiful. Dam it up and you'll stagnate. If you're struggling financially, you're probably suffering at work. No one should be working. Work means drudgery and monotony. That's perfect for cows, not rhinoceroses. Find something you can really get your horns into and enjoy. You'll never charge out of bed for something you can't wait to leave. To truly succeed and make money, do something that interests and inspires you. When you find that, money will come automatically. If you dread each workday, get out fast. Plan your escape to something you really want to do. Don't wait for permission or ask others what you should do. They don't want you getting ahead of them. When cows call you stupid and sheep say you'll regret leaving, you know you're on the right track. Be an audacious rhinoceros and give notice to the head of the cow pasture. Your rhino instincts beckon you to the jungle of adventure and achievement. Be happy at work. Have you seen civil service employees? They're often like the living dead, speaking in monotones, showing no emotion, as if they have knives in their backs. Be a rhinoceros and show your personality. Smile and act alive. Put spring in your step, warmth in your handshake, feeling behind your words. You'll create a friendlier, more productive environment that everyone, especially the boss, will appreciate. There are more rhinoceroses in sales than anywhere else because the nature of selling requires rhinos. A cow trying to sell would live in hell, but a rhino could make millions. Sales rhinos are a rare breed. Bigger, more aggressive, faster, more audacious, with skin 6 inches thick. They don't just face torpedoes, they face armies. Yet nothing can subdue a charging sales rhino. Your family can make or break you. How you do with family affects your financial status and work environment, and vice versa. All major life areas interconnect, so balance is crucial. Don't become so work-focused that you forget your family responsibilities. Rhinoceroses excel in all areas, leading to happiness and contentment. Involve your family in your plans. Make a fortune together. Rhinos that play together, stay together. Start your kids right so they don't become cows during high school. With your whole family behind you, you'll charge harder and enjoy it more. Being a rhinoceros doesn't guarantee happiness. It's your choice. There are happy rhinos and miserable rhinos, just as there are happy and miserable cows. Everyone chooses their own state of mind. Choose happiness and you'll find it. Love life, love all animals, even cows. Love beautiful things, love yourself and your maker, and you'll be very, very happy. Happiness is feeling good about yourself. Treat yourself special. Take care of your appearance and health. Look good and you'll feel good. Feel good and you'll charge. Charge and you'll succeed. Succeed and you'll feel good. A self-generating energy cycle. Decide right now to be a joyous, cheerful, exuberant rhinoceros. The minute you decide to be, you are. There will be days when you feel blah, not wanting to get out of bed, let alone charge. You'll feel bored, discontent, and frustrated. A handful of such days appear randomly each year. Don't worry, it'll pass in a day or two. Ride it out, and soon you'll be your old rhinoceros self again. Learn to laugh at yourself. Have you ever seen a 3-ton rhinoceros filling out tax forms? Rather than getting upset about taxes, appreciate them. Be thankful you can pay the salaries of those watching radar screens to protect us from foreign rhinos. Don't waste energy finding ways to cheat the tax cows. It's fun making money. Delight that you pay more taxes annually than cows earn all year. Don't be an out-of-shape rhinoceros. A healthy body is essential for living the rhino life. Extra pounds don't qualify as magnificent. Your skin should be 2 inches thick, not your fat. Being physically fit makes you feel like a $6 million rhinoceros, able to leap obstacles and outrun torpedoes. But if you're constantly ill, fat, and winded, you can't produce in rhinoceros fashion. Eat live, green, fresh, raw foods. Avoid sugar, white flour, processed meats, and fried foods that drain your energy. Learn what nourishes your body, exercise regularly, and become health conscious to charge faster, harder, and longer. Twice yearly, take a week off to relax in a mud hole. Though difficult for rhinoceroses, use this time to cool your motor and contemplate your next 6-month game plan. Then explode back into charging. Spiritually, only you know how you're doing. Religion is personal, but please believe in something. Whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. And why not believe in God? It's free. No obligations, no salesman calling, no prerequisites. You have nothing to lose, but everything to gain. If ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, nothing shall be impossible. Rhinoceroses don't let opportunities like this slip by. Now that you understand the rhinoceros philosophy, how do you apply it daily? Here are some practical rhinoceros games and habits to develop. Notice the zombie-like motorists on highways, expressionless faces, avoiding eye contact. Play a game. Stare at them until they notice, then smile or wave. Score 2 points for a return smile and wave, 1 point for just a smile, 0 for merely breaking their coma. This simple exercise develops your rhinoceros audacity while bringing joy to others. Look beyond typical tipping targets. If a sales animal goes out of their way to serve you, give them a tip. Tip friendly cashiers. A dollar will make someone's day if they've never received a tip before. It's fun to tip people who aren't expecting it, but only if they deserve it. This practice reinforces your abundance mindset. Carry at least $100 bill with you always. Don't display or spend it, just carry it. Money is power, and having it reminds you of your rhinoceros power. Don't worry about losing it. You're an audacious rhinoceros. This small habit creates a psychological foundation for wealth. Every weekend, cows and sheep go to dinner and movies. Be a rhinoceros. Do something different. Experience something new weekly. Skydiving, roller skating, opera, rock concerts, dancing, art museums. Taste everything. Expand your horizons. Don't be an inert mass watching television. A rhinoceros life is an adventure. Look for other rhinos. They're rare, about 5 in every 100 animals. When you spot a potential rhino, introduce yourself as a fellow rhino. Don't be shy, be bold. Explain you're exercising your audacity, thank them, and exchange contact information. Get to know as many rhinos as possible. Even rhinoceroses need help occasionally, and a network of fellow chargers can accelerate your success. Problems are universal, regardless of wealth, species, education, gender, or background. The rhinoceros difference is in handling them. Little problems don't faze rhinos. They're like gnats that disappear when you're charging. It's the big rhinoceros-sized problems that you work with, problems that could stun an elephant. Most problems indicate progress, wheels turning, movement toward goals. Beware when you have no problems. That means no action is being taken. You're coasting downhill. Problems are landmarks of progress. Pass enough and you'll reach your destination. Expect them and they won't surprise you. When facing problems, first identify them clearly. Write them down as if explaining them to a friend. Then ask what needs to be done to solve them. There's a solution to every problem. When you know what's needed, get into high gear. If charging is required, charge like a rhinoceros. Lower your head, point your horns, and charge full steam ahead. Problems stand no chance against a rhinoceros. Some problems can't be solved. Deaths and tragedies fall into the sorrow category. There's no avoiding occasional sorrowful events unless you spend life in a closet. In these times, having rhinoceros faith in God or a higher purpose provides comfort. We rhinos didn't create the world and don't have all the answers. Our Maker waits for us, promising something better than what we have here. Indecision is a disease of sheep. The best cure is becoming a rhinoceros. Rhinos never suffer from indecision. They live in the jungle of adventure, where decisions must be made and stuck with. Knowing things always work out. If you're suffering from indecision, decide right now to become a rhino. Worry is another fatal disease affecting all animals except rhinos. It's painful and crippling. Rhinos have nothing to worry about. We're bigger than almost everyone else and have 2-inch thick skin. When you're busy charging, you won't have time to worry. Overcome related illnesses like overcaution with rhinoceros audacity, and fight doubt about your abilities by becoming a rhino before it's too late. Indifference, not caring, is a disease running rampant among cows. Symptoms include lack of ambition and being cool. Dead animals are cool. Get hot, show emotion. Pessimism is another ugly disease that brings complaining and always expecting the worst. Optimism and rhino go together. The world loves an optimistic rhino. The secret of success is being a rhinoceros, overcoming inertia through charging and activation. Get a burning inside that makes you want to run. Think rhinoceros and act rhinoceros. Positive thinking gets you nothing without charging. Writing goals is useless unless you charge them down. dreams remain just dreams unless you become a rhinoceros and charge at them. If you decide to join the rhinos, commit fully. There's nothing worse than a wishy-washy rhino that makes the rest look bad. Either you are or you aren't. The rhinoceros life isn't for everyone. Some animals are born cows and prefer the pasture to the jungle. That's their choice. The idea is to be happy. Rhinos enjoy traveling to new jungles and charging at goals, while cows prefer television and sunbathing. Take a walk on the rhino side. Be really happy. Get enthused about your life. Burst out of that cow costume and slip into thick rhinoceros skin. It'll feel heavy at first, but you'll grow stronger daily until you're charging with the best. Get into the jungle, make your presence known, and show you mean business. Now that you're a rhinoceros, never forget it. Don't slip back into the pasture with those cud-chewing cows quietly awaiting slaughter. When situations require energy, action, and risk, think rhinoceros. Wake up thinking rhinoceros. Associate with other rhinos. Always charge massively, ignore the torpedoes, and live the good rhinoceros life. The choice is yours. The jungle awaits. Will you charge?